submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society is Treat or Trick? Perhaps now is the time to tell my story. Once upon a time, there was a girl, a shy and quiet girl, who didn't have many friends. One day, she found a place where she was accepted and appreciated. It was in a thread very much like this one. She would record for the Anons, and they loved her young, sweet voice. Now, this story doesn't have a happy ending, I'm sorry to say. You see, one night, after she posted a poem she'd been working really hard on, a few guys started heckling her, then trolling her, disrespecting her. She became depressed. After every time she posted something new, the constant hate and abuse really got to her. Until one night, when she couldn't deal with the hurt it was causing, she ended her life, hung herself with her headset cord as a last fuck you to those who had taunted and teased her. How do I know all of this, you wonder? Well, you have to let me tell this the way I want to. For now, let's just say she was very important to me. So important that I just had to get my revenge. Remember when I started posting here about 6 months ago? I got popular really quickly, didn't I? I gained fans, gained people's trust. Well, as much as you can, unfortunately. I found out who the trolls were. I befriended you, did your request. Sure enough, you soon wanted contact info, which I was more than happy to share. Yeah, the police will have a good time tracking that. How quickly you all fell for my fake online persona. You boys would say how my voice called to you. You had no idea how much that made my skin crawl. As luck would have it, you were such gullible idiots. You sent me money when I made up pitiful stories of hardship, and all I had to do was post a picture of some girl's tit. How I laughed as I bought a very nice, very sharp knife and a plane ticket with the money. Oh, you all dreamed of having a... What do you call us? Oh yes, a voca whore. Show up at your doorstep. So, you were ever so forthcoming with information that I had three real names and three real addresses on my list. The first was the most fun. He lived in a dingy little apartment all alone. When I knocked on his door pretending to be the damsel in distress, he didn't hesitate to let me in. Why should he? I was the girl of his dreams. And when he went to the kitchen to get me a glass of water, he didn't notice me come up behind him. He didn't see my pretty knife. He didn't hear me laugh as I reached up and slit his throat. His blood spilled out onto the countertops and all over the floor. I left him in a pool of his own blood and shit, gagging and choking. I told him why on the way out. And on number two was a little trickier. The loser still lived at home with his parents. But it was no real challenge. I waited until he was walking home from his shitty supermarket job one night, followed him, and got oh so lucky when he took a shortcut down a darkened alley. This one heard me laugh, saw me coming. You should have seen his face. A beautiful girl walking up to him. Of course he stopped to talk. Of course. He accepted my offer of a blowjob beside a filthy dumpster. Silly boy. I'm guessing he didn't count on me sticking my knife into his belly, gutting him, watching his blood spilling out onto my shoes. And I told him why as I left. Now, that brings us to you, Anna number three. Are you beginning to understand why you are here? Tied to this chair? Gagged so you don't scream? You, though, since you started it, I think I'll tell you first what I told them last. Why I'm doing this, and why I care. It's simple, and if any bit of your brain thinks I'm kidding, this is some trick, and I'm just making it all up. This should take care of that. She was my little sister. I think that's enough explaining for now. While I was waiting for your roommate to leave for the weekend, I managed to pick up a few things. Would you like to see them? No? Okay, I'll keep them as surprises then. Let's play a game, and it's a simple yes or no question game. If you get the answer right, I won't bring this hammer down on your fingers. Make sure you never type again. Ready. Did you call my sister a useless, no-talent whore? No? Wrong answer. Hold still. Stop fucking squirming or I'll cut off your hands at the wrists. Oh, don't cry, sweetie. It will only hurt for a little while. A very little while. Trust me. Now, question number two. This time, let's move on to your toes. Are you sorry she died? Yes? Ha! Like you even care, you piece of shit. Now, let's get you and me get acquainted with my pretty knife, shall we? Did you just piss yourself? You pathetic little bitch. This is as close as you've been to a real woman, isn't it? No wonder you're excited. I've had enough of looking at you. Here, this hood should help. Now, this, I'm afraid, is going to hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot and for a long time. But don't worry,